still rocking after all these years.
This is the story of my rock and roll butler.
This is it, the show that started it all. Often imitated, but never equaled. From San Francisco, USA. Online since 2004. Right. It's the one and only Rock and Roll Geek Show. With the original Rock and Roll Geek, Michael Butler.
Welcome to the Rock and Roll Geek Show. My name's Michael Butler. Thanks a lot for joining me. I really appreciate it. Today is Monday, August 26, 2019. It's 4:39 p.m. when I'm recording this episode. It is day 26 of the Dog Days of Podcasting. I'm almost done with this 30-day challenge. DogDaysOfPodcasting.com is where you can find out more. So I just walked in the door. I left the house in the mountains at a little after 11 this morning, about 11:20. And just pulled into my house, and I am getting ready to leave again because I'm going to go to the Giants game. A friend of the show, Ralph Miller, invited me to go to the game with him. He's got season tickets, and it's always a pleasure to go out with my friend Ralph Miller. So that's what I'm doing tonight. So I have to do this show, get it uploaded, and get the hell out of here because it's probably an hour of traffic just to get to the ballpark. I'm going to the game again on Thursday. My brother-in-law has field-level seats behind home plate. So that's like, they're like the fifth row or something like that, directly behind home plate. And I asked my friend David Bend if he wanted to go. I got no response. Then I asked Casey Crenshaw to go with me, and he said yes, but turns out he can't go. He has something else he has to do on Thursday. So I'm now offering it up on the Rock and Roll Geek Show. Anybody who lives in San Francisco and who doesn't mind being bored sitting next to a introverted podcaster and would like to hang out with your friend Michael Butler and be extremely uncomfortable and awkward, I got an extra ticket. So if you want to come sit go to the Giants game with me, send me an email. Do it ASAP, rockandrollgeek@gmail.com, because if I don't find anybody by Wednesday, I'm going to end up taking my wife, and she doesn't really care to go to Giants games that much. So rockandrollgeek@gmail.com if you're in San Francisco and want to hang out with your friend Butler. Right behind home plate, we'll be on TV at the Giants game. They're playing the Padres. All right, so the offer's out there, friends. A great seat to the Giants game with an awkward introvert. Freak-looking dude like me. All right, so I just got... So this morning... Well, last night after I did the show, we walked the dogs. Walked them all the way in the dark, all the way to the river. It was a nice walk, and we saw a deer. We saw an actual buck. It was dark, so we couldn't... And you're not allowed to hunt at night, so... But we did see the thing, and the dogs also saw it. Very, very spooky at night up there in the mountains. And we walked down to the river, and we had been down there before, and I had seen last time we walked down to the river, we saw a couple of guys, or saw a guy and a girl. One guy was holding a bottle of liquor, and that bottle of liquor was almost empty. So let's just say they were toasted. And I was thinking as I was walking, you know, this would be we could get killed here and no one would ever find the killer because it's dark and we're in the middle of nowhere. That crossed my mind. We made it back safely. Then my wife left to bring some pastries to the woman across the street. She brought some with her from San Francisco and forgot to give them to her when we hung out with her and her dad. And I didn't see, and she... What was supposed to be a walk across the street ended up taking 3 hours, and I was worried. I thought maybe my wife was killed or something. Turns out she was just drinking with the girl across the street, so fortunately she was safe. This morning, before we left, I decided to pull out the chainsaw, the Husqvarna Rancher 450, and go up on the hill and chop down some wood. There was a felled oak tree. I know this is really boring talk, but whatever. There was a felled oak tree right by the tanks where the water gets, the our water tanks up at the top of the hill. And I chopped off the branches. I'm going to take some of these branches because I've seen people make things with trees from their property, and they strip off the bark and varnish them, looking very nice. And I think I'm going to do some of that. So I chopped down a bunch of tree limbs that were already on a felled tree. The felled tree has got a nice big trunk as well. I'm going to do something with that. So I cut down some branches, and as I was cutting the branches, I hear my wife, the dogs got out. So three of my dogs escaped from the house, ran into the woods, completely disappeared. We could not find them for like a half hour. I threw the chainsaw down, ran down into the car. She was running in the street, like freaking out. I got in the car, drove all the way down to where we walked them last night. I thought maybe they were going to go back to the river because they liked it so much. Did not see them. Drove back up the driveway, ran out, ran up to the top of the hill where I was chainsawing, ran over, see if I could see them on the top of the hill. We're calling all three of the dogs. Nothing. About 20 minutes later, I'm thinking, oh my God, my fucking dogs are dead. This is all I need. They're either going to get killed by a mountain lion, B, getting eaten by a bear, D, getting beat up by the gang of feral dogs down the street, or E, get run over by a pickup truck on the street. Well, we ended up finding them. They came back, or they ran out into the street, and my wife found them. And the fat there, well, I have Salukis, and They're kind of like, I'll just try to describe a Saluki. They have long hair. They kind of look like an Afghan, but they have long ears like the Afghan and a long tail, furry tail like the Afghan, and fur on the back of their legs. But their body's not all furry like the Afghan, but they are kind of a cross between an Afghan and a greyhound, but they're their own breed. We have two feathered Salukis. They have the long hair like that, and we have two smooth Salukis, which have skin more like a greyhound, and then we also have a whippet. So two of the smooth Salukis got out, and one of the feathered Salukis. And the feathered Saluki, her hair must have 10,000 burrs all knotted up in her hair, and it's a mess. My wife is trying to get them out right now. It was a rough morning, but all ended well because we found the dogs, and I got some branches. I'm going to strip the bark, varnish them, make something neat out of them, maybe make a gate or something. I'm going to get a bunch more. I also cut some discs from the big part of the tree. It was an oak tree, a felled oak tree, and I'm going to make coasters out of those. Pretty cool to have coast. I know this is dumb, but for somebody who just moved into a mountain house, humor me, friends. So I'm going to make some coasters I'm going to varnish these things and make some coasters out of trees from the backyard, and they're going to look nice. I'm excited. You get excited about little things in life when you have something so cool as a house in the mountains in the woods. So that's the plan. All right, when I came home today, this thing was in my mailbox. It's addressed to Michael Butler from Adam Brusha. I don't have to pronounce. I'm sorry I'm mispronouncing your name, Adam, but he's a friend of the show. I believe he's a donor as well. So I'm going to open this. I don't know. I have no idea what's in this thing, but I'm going to open it now on the show. Look at opening Butler's mail. Got here. All right. Let's see here. All right. There's a plastic bag, a grocery bag. From the Stagers store, serving their community with lower prices for over 50 years in Portage, Pennsylvania. All right. There's a patch that says United Sportsmen of America, Ted Nugent patch. Ted Nugent, United Sportsmen of America. Awesome. Trout magnet neon kit. Oh, cool. A trout, like a little lure kit. Oh, I got to delve into that. Thank you, Adam Brush. A little Plano tackle box. A fishing is fun with Nitty One. The hot trout killer. Oh, three little trout rigs. Oh, this is going to be great for catching steelhead up in the river. Three other lures, a Thomas Deadly lure, two Panther Martin genuine gold-plated blade lures, and here is a deer, like one of those window stickers, like a white window sticker of a deer. Awesome. A fish, looks like a bass window sticker. Ted Nugent for President sticker. Look at this. Another Panther Martin lure. Another Panther Martin lure. Another Thomas Deadly lure. Three South Bend Castaway Trophy lures. And an envelope. Just in the envelope here. A little note in the envelope. Also in the envelope, a Grant. What's his first name? Thomas Grant or Cary Grant? General Grant. $50 bill. Hi, Michael. Congrats on the house. Here are some things everyone who lives in the woods by the river should have. These are my favorite lures to use in the Juanita River, the Juniata River in Pennsylvania. Oh, I think he just got a... They just signed a lease on a place right on the river as well up in Pennsylvania. So congratulations to you, Adam Brush, on that. The best are the Panther Martins and the Piolas. The Piolas are locally made and sold out of a guy's shed. Hope they bring you a lot of luck. Thanks for the great shows over the years. Stay frosty, Adam Brusche. It's pronounced Brusche. Thank you for writing out the pronunciation. I appreciate that, Adam Brusche. Oh, yeah, the Piolas are really cool looking. They look like little frogs or bugs. Thank you so much, Adam Brusche. I really appreciate it, friend. That's what you call value for value. See, you don't have to send money. You can send a Ted Nugent patch and some stickers and some fishing lures. But he did send money. Oh, I love the smell of $50 bills. Oh, thank you so much, Adam Brusche. I really appreciate it, friends. All right, that's going to do it for me. What a way to come home. Very nice. Very nice. That put me in a great mood. I was a little bit tired from the 4.5-hour drive, but it's nice to come home to things and knowing that there's friends out there. Adam Brusche, I would invite you to go to the game with me. You want to get on a plane, come out to San Francisco, and you can crash at my house. I got to go to work the next day, but you can still crash at my house, and we'll go to the Giants game. Sit behind home plate. All right, friends, I'm going to close out with a song that was sent to me by Casey Crenshaw. By a band called, I do not know this band. They're called Sheer Mag. And the song is called Steel Sharpens Steel. Thank you for listening, friends. I'll talk to you tomorrow. You know how to reach me. Rockandrollgeek.com, Facebook Honor Geek. There's a Facebook Rock and Roll Geek group as well, closed group. You got to answer two questions so I know you're not a Russian hacker. And find me on the Twitter Honor Geek, Instagram Rock and Roll Geek, don't ask. Rockandrollgeek@gmail.com. I got a couple of show reviews some people have sent me, too, so I will play those coming up as well. I'll talk to you tomorrow, friends. I'm off to the Giants game with Ralph Miller. I hope to go be the Giants game with you on Thursday. Here's Sheer Mag. I'll talk to you tomorrow. professionalism.
It's a rock and roll geek train wreck.